Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie's here to tell us what we can stream from the comfort of our own homes this week. We are launching in with a rather epic show, Battlestar Galactica. Susie, what we got?
Hi, Kat. So Battlestar Galactica is on Sky Show now. You can watch seasons 1 to 4. But what is this Battlestar Galactica all about? Well, it's set in a distant star system. A civilization of humans live on a group of planets called the 12 Colonies of Kobol. In the past, the 12 colonies had been at war with an android race of the human's own creation. With the help of a human scientist, the android race launches a sudden sneak attack on the colonies, devastating their populations. Now there are only 50,000 human survivors, most of which were aboard spaceships. One of these is the only military ship, the Battlestar Galactica. Under the commanding officer leadership, the Battlestar Galactica crew take up the task of leading the small fleet of human survivors into space in search of a fabled colony known as Earth.
Oh, I've heard of that. I've heard of Earth. So when they created this, was this kind of a little nod to Star Trek, but maybe more of a technological age? This isn't necessarily floating around space in spaceships, dealing with other alien colonies, but actually dealing with android colonies. Because this one, I mean, this kicked off in about 2003, right?
Yeah, so actually that's a really interesting point, Kat. We see a lot of remakes these days, but the early 2000s were no exception. This TV show was actually a remake of a 1978 TV show, which the writer says he wrote in the 60s. So if you really want to dive deep into the sci-fi world of Battlestar Galactica, you've got the late 70s TV show, you've got a sequel show in the 80s, the miniseries which led the way to this four-season show, a prequel TV show, a spin-off series, and various films. That is definitely going to keep you busy, and maybe a little bit of a rivalry to the Star Trek series as well.
When they launched this, though, to make it a bit different, they launched it in a very interesting way. They went all out on the pilot episode.
Yeah, they did. So the first airing was in 2003, which has since become known as like the golden age of TV. This show really did something special. They aired a 3-hour miniseries on one night, and then they ran a regular series, which ran until 2009. So when this American TV show was first commissioned by Sky, they weren't sure how it would fare, especially because it was coming off the backs of very different style shows like The Wire and The Sopranos. They released Battlestar Galactica first in the UK, a sort of test market. Let's see what the UK audiences think of it. And they loved it. So 3 months later, the USA got their first taste of Battlestar Galactica, followed closely by the second season and then a further 2 seasons.
Hey, before we move on, let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
Moments ago, this ship received word of a Cylon attack against our home worlds is underway. We do not know the size or the disposition or the strength of the enemy forces, but all indications point to a massive assault against colonial defenses.
But no actual enemy has been sighted yet. Officials are saying there doesn't seem any doubt.
Battlestar Galactica seasons 1 to 4 now available on Sky Show. Moving over, let's flip over to a brand new movie from Netflix. This one's called The Starling.
Yeah, so this one comes out on Netflix at the end of the week, and it's definitely one that's going to be worth the wait. So a couple suffers a terrible loss when their baby dies, and each grieves at a different pace. While husband Jack seeks help in a mental health facility, Lily must care for their home and her own grief, all while dealing with a bird that has taken up residence in her home. Eventually, she accepts that she has to deal with her own grief. Lily seeks help in an unlikely place, the local veterinarian practice, where Larry provides guidance and friendship.
Starring Melissa McCarthy, though, I feel like this one's going to be a comedy.
Yeah, you'd think that. Melissa McCarthy stars as Lily in this movie, and she's made quite the name for herself, especially in those comedy roles. She first graced our screens in Gilmore Girls with a bit part, and arguably the best character in the series, before hitting the big time with her role in Bridesmaids, which is obviously her comedy roles. That role really got her worldwide recognition, and she's been making big movies ever since. She starred in some duds such as Spy, as well as some award winners such as Can You Ever Forgive Me? She often stars with her husband. He is the air marshal in Bridesmaids, and he's also in her current TV show, Nine Perfect Strangers.
I think of Ghostbusters, first of all, when I think of Melissa McCarthy, her in a jumpsuit. Yep. Let's have a quick listen to this one.
I'd gotten a referral at New Horizons. My husband is there.
I left the mental health field 10 years ago.
To become a vet?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that kind of weird?
I just don't do this sort of thing anymore.
No offense, but you can kind of tell.
The bird obviously thought you were a threat.
I am now.
Get the hell out of here! Go!
Are you familiar with stage 3 of the grieving process?
Ah!
It's anger.
What comes after that?
Depression.
Great. I can't wait.
So that one, covering a tough subject and out at the end of this week. One to look out for, The Starling, that's on Netflix on the 24th. And then we've got Battlestar Galactica seasons 1-4. Goodness, that's going to keep you busy as well on Sky Show. That's out now. Susie, thanks for joining us for Big Screen, Little Screen.
You're welcome, Kat. See you next week.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.